and we grow into something, not aware that others are growing into the same thread, but aware that civilization may sever us. And interestingly, in our civilization, the radiations that kill us are the same that diagnose us. And there is nothing really we need to explode but gates. And we were free to hunter-gather the products of the wilderness, and now we have to wait in front of a cage, waiting for the rat to come out. And because the horizon is limited to the history of civilization, humans keep on repeating the same awful mistakes. They deport migrants when they should deport themselves from the land of the natives. And those who have the resources are just too concerned to hold them instead of creating a new life. And if there is something rot with the farmers, there is something very rot with the industrialists. And the more a society does not comply with its hunter-gatherer ancestors, the more it decays. And our effort should not be in collaborating, but in rebuilding the tribe we need in order to collaborate. And life should be so that when we are upset we move camp, and when we are fine again we move back together. And indeed we should collaborate, but in the name of nature and not in the name of a power-driven progress. And to learn to entertain ourselves with our own nature is a bigger treasure than the one we need when we need to be entertained. And the closed-mindedness deriving from an ideological agenda can only be opened through an uncompromised creative agenda. And to dream is our faculty to dive into the ancestral time and envision the present as well as the future. Much work has to be discarded because it's just an entry to a much bigger work. And the absurdity is that whenever civilization promotes a return to nature, its advocates are the most artificial. And while we don't have to go far, we have to keep on going. And anything made only for the sake of making it is doomed to vanish. And ultimately we should ask ourselves, how many springs do we live in one winter, and how many winters do we live in one spring? And as history is repeatedly showing us, every society ought to be baptized to the brutality of every new technology. And to face authorities, the only way is to bring our nature up as the sole authority. And the more a country is middle class, the more culture is homologated and people will comply. And whether they belong to single individuals or a state, all properties are but a colonization of the wilderness. and then a civilization feeds on nature until there is no more, and it either collapses or have to look for elsewhere to feed. And the ultimate mean for power to regenerate itself is self-annihilation. Nature has been deserted, and only a few are there to roam her and heal her wounds. And if hunter-gatherers were not perfect, they certainly did not destroy the earth as we did since we became civilized. And it is too easy to label someone antisocial when a society as such has become anti-natural. And what is the point of debating what is the right definition of being indigenous when we are not willing to become indigenous? And ultimately, a socialist wants more houses for the people, and a primitivist wants more forest for nature. And ultimately, what is a state but a mega farm with more or less chained people? And the problem is not the philosophical or spiritual work, but the institution that comes with it. And unlike the modern clergy of academia, at least monks did their studies and produced their own food. And we either cultivate power and destroy nature, or cultivate ourselves and regenerate her. And the roots of an apparently harmless civilization goes so far and wide that all its harmfulness cannot be conceived. And the more we push forward in no man's land, the more it becomes difficult to communicate our findings. And as top-down progress brings regress, it is from the bottom of regress that we can hope for progress. And with the prehistoric feuds, the population got self-regulated, and with civilization it just grows until annihilation. And we should be social and free to live in a natural surrounding, but the system doesn't allow the two to come together. And even if an urban settlement is small, the nature required to sustain it is enormous, and each one of us belongs to an hypothetical bioregion. It just takes some determination to discover it. And the most revolting thing is that civilization keeps on murdering nature, and no one can say anything about it. And what could last 100 years is anyway destroyed to give way to things that could last a couple of decades. And when the possibility for sharing ceases, so it ceases the creative wheel behind it. And without us acknowledging it, not only our life is more and more dominated by machines, but these machines are less and less controlled by humans. And with the fury, the civilization rises, and with the clash, it collapses. And all that is channeling that civilization puts us through eventually channels our own brains. And indigenous life has been completely wiped out by centralized governments and placed in controllable boxes. And the most absurd paradox is to maintain a socialist ideology together with an ecological one. The main difference between the civilized man and the indigenous man is that the former lack the story, while the latter is all about the story. And as long as we do not recognize the indigenous supremacy, there will be no actual revolution. And the way in between may be just the way to the other opposite extreme. And where there is spontaneity, there is life, and where there is control, there is death. And the way we treat our natural resources is ultimately the way we come to treat our own self. And contemporary society is such that if we don't take part into the capitalist game, we are immediately disqualified. And the way we relate to civilization is the way we're going to die of it, whether hard or soft. And we have to learn to control our own nature rather than have an urge to control the natural and social surrounding. And all these extensions provided by the system to the youth are ultimately what bring them away from their tribal setup. Ultimately, the tribe is the only system that doesn't bring the corruption of its members and the environment.